From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Wholesale prices are down for December, largely on lower energy, raw materials, and food costs. Economist Ken Mayland of Clearview Economics explains.
There has been a worldwide reduction in demand pressures because there's been sluggish growth in the United States, there's slower growth in China, and now there are recessions in Europe.
But increasing demand for light trucks and other products did produce inflation in some areas of the economy, and there are signs of more inflation pressures on the way. Government figures show factory output surging in December by the most in a year, indicating demand may be picking up. The World Bank expects recession in Europe this year, and the World Bank's annual report predicts slower growth in export-dependent developing countries, including China and India. That report just out. Iraq's oil minister, who is the current president of OPEC, plans a trip to Iran tomorrow. He says he'll ask Tehran not to obstruct the Strait of Hormuz, which is the Mideast's most important oil shipping channel. Iran has threatened to do that if other countries impose sanctions on its oil because of its nuclear activities. Iran's threats have kept oil prices elevated. NPR senior national security editor Bruce Oster explains why Iran wants that.
First, if in fact it can change the market, it brings in more money because it sells oil. The broader reason is that it's an effort to hurt the United States economy. Iran is basically making the calculation that if other countries are threatening it with its ability to sell oil, it will try to do the same to other countries, prevent them from moving their oil. If that happens, oil prices go up. That could have a direct effect on the United States economy, and so there is a big incentive for Iran to try to push back at the United States and hurt the American economy.
That's NPR senior national security editor Bruce Oster. Syrian opposition activists say government forces are shelling the town of Zabadani again. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that anti-regime army defectors are defending the town.
The opposition Syrian National Council has said it hopes the Free Syrian Army will see its role as defending the lives of unarmed protesters. They say that's what appears to be happening in Zabadani, a town of about 40,000 people near the Lebanese border. But in the past, forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad have escalated their attacks against opposition strongholds, and Zabadani came under renewed shelling today, according to activists. The government says it's battling armed terrorist gangs and has continued its crackdown despite agreeing to an Arab League peace plan last month. With the Arab League plan an apparent failure, Syria is rejecting calls for Arab troops to enter the country, and Russia says it will oppose any such proposal if it comes before the UN Security Council. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Stocks are opening mixed this morning on news that on signs that Germany could slide into a recession. The Dow is up 10, the Nasdaq up 9. This is NPR. The U.S. Conference of Mayors is underway in Washington. Mayors are pushing Congress and the White House for bipartisan action to improve employment, also on education and infrastructure. They'll attend a White House reception tonight. Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia joins us now, and he's the vice president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mayor Nutter, thank you very much.
Paul, thank you very much.
What are your major concerns this year, Mayor Nutter?
Major concerns are what they have been the past few years. First of all, this jobs, jobs, jobs. Invest in our infrastructure, ensure that our children are getting a high-quality education, and focus on public safety.
Are you finding it increasingly difficult to obtain the funding you need for this? And if so, what do you want the federal government to do in a time when budgets seem to be tight everywhere?
Well, unfortunately, it has become a little more difficult with the federal government because of federal gridlock. There's too much partisan political point scoring and sniping going on. So we're here to lay out a message to Congress, get to work, put Americans back to work. The economic vitality of the country is at stake. We understand that we're in a tight and tough economic climate, but you have to be strategic. And one of the things that we've seen is just a slash and burn mentality, cutting back on the Community Development Block Grant Program, cutting back on the COPS program, literally making many of our cities less safe. And so these are not smart decisions by the Congress. We need them to work in a bipartisan, cooperative fashion with President Obama.
Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.